If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Good morning, J.C. How are you?
Dan, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you here. Good to be back on the air as always. We have lots of free stuff to give away this week. All kinds of good stuff. J.C., our book this week by one of my favorite people. You'll never guess who it is. It's not Benjamin Graham. He's not alive.
Then that pretty much narrows it down to Mr. Will.
Letters W-O mean anything to you?
Yes.
William O'Neill. Our book this week is by William O'Neill, the founder and publisher of Investor's Business Daily. The book is called 24 Lessons for Investment Success, JC. He's boiled it down to 24 things.
And that's all you need to know?
Well, if you know as much as William O'Neill does, I'd say, yeah, it's probably all you need to know. If he says so, I will take his word for it. I think he knows more than 24 things, but I would say I would go with whatever he says. I'm not going to argue with the man.
I agree.
He certainly has a good track record. Some of the chapters from the book, I pulled a copy of the table of contents, JC, from the book. He says, and this is the man who developed the CAN-SLIM investment strategy that we use, and we're going to talk about in our five-star strategy today. He says, what every investor should know going in, chapter one, chapter two, getting started, there's no time like the present. He says, follow a system, another chapter, follow a system rather than your emotions. It sounds like
an understatement.
That's
right
a familiar
there.
Theme, isn't it, JC, on this show? Follow your system rather than your emotions. That's the only chapter you really need to read right there. I mean, just cut to the chase. And then he says, fundamental analysis or technical analysis. And then he has first among fundamentals, earnings and sales. Know a stock by the company it keeps. He says, which I think is the sector or group that it's in to see how they're performing.
Cause yes.
They like stocks that are sectors that are performing well, leading stocks in those sectors that are performing well. How to buy at just the right moment, which is obviously a key indicator, a key thing you want to know. Chart patterns that lead to big profits, which he's big on chart patterns. He really is. O'Neill's always been an advocate of buying on the right pattern.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Yes. And we've done it with our strategy, and it's led to a lot of success. And then the next chapter is how chart patterns lead to big profits. He says how to read stock charts like a pro. And I'm sure he has lots of graphs in there because he always uses graphs for visual aids, obviously. And then how to gauge the market's health. Very important aspect of investing, not to go into a bad market, basically. How to spot when the market hits the top. How to spot when the market hits the bottom. Putting the stock picking puzzle together. How to find new investment ideas in Investor's Business Daily. Imagine that. From William O'Neill. That's his paper, isn't it?
Yes.
He knows a thing or two about Investor's Business Daily. He's published it for 32 years. It's been around since 85, 84, I think. So he knows a thing or two about the paper. And the paper is an educational tool. They teach you in the paper how to buy stocks. I mean, that's what they do. And they sit there and tell you how to do it. And they show you the graphs and the charts. Growth versus value investing. Don't try to be a jack of all trades. Sell rules every investor should master. this, I'd say, is another critical element.
Right, right.
Having a sell discipline, right, JC?
Right, because you could buy every stock at the perfect time.
Right.
If you're not selling it, at least in the range of the right. correct time,
you're not going to do any good.
It doesn't do you a bit of good.
Correct. I mean, and I saw where in the book where he said that he'd seen a lot of very wealthy people go broke by not having a good sell discipline.
Yes.
Not selling
yes.
at 8% like he does and just letting their loss run up on them. And then he says, too busy, how to use investors' business daily in 20 minutes. And then one of the appendix is tales of investors' successes and failures, which are the man knows a lot about both. I mean, he certainly knows a tremendous amount about the successes and the failures in the market. And he gives you an example of every chart, every graph, when to buy it, when not to buy it. And he shows you a chart and says, here's what happened next, here's why you didn't want to do it, or here's why you did want to do this. And it's not just theoretical stuff that he throws at you. He gives you actual examples on every point he tries to make through in all of his books. He's always done this, which is why it works so well, because he puts up a graph and says, here's when you could have bought it, and here's when you should have bought it, and here's when you shouldn't have bought it, basically is what he does. And he tries to teach you ahead of time to allow you to learn from him and what he's got to teach. We'll send you this book for free. It's by William O'Neill. It's called 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success. Learn the most important investment techniques from the founder of Investors Business Daily. And we'll also send you a white paper on our Switch portfolio that we're going to talk about and our five-star portfolio that uses the strategy by who, JC?
William O'Neill.
William O'Neill's CanSlam strategy. Yes. Our five-star strategy does. Yes. We'll send you information on those two portfolios. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Now, it is the weekend. Of course, you will get our voicemail. All you need to do is leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. And we will send this book and this information out to you absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever. And I encourage you to get the book. And if you get this book, I don't say this with every book, but if you get this book, read it and then keep it and go back in a year and read it again. And that's what I do with O'Neill stuff. JC.
Oh, yeah, I've got it sitting on my desk. I mean, literally.
It's like a manual. It's not something you read once and throw away or get rid of. It's something you want to refer back to often, especially if you're going to implement his strategies. You want to keep it handy because he teaches you basically about every mistake that you could make, and he shows you every possible scenario and every possible outcome and what to do in every situation. So, I mean, the man's been through it all, and he admits he's bought stocks that didn't work. He's bought stocks that were the wrong stock.
Right, and that's all explained in the system. That's just part of the strategy. I mean, it's not going to be any people out there looking for a strategy that is absolutely perfect or dreaming.
Right.
But this is a strategy that has been around for decades, and it's had very good results over a very long time.
Yes.
And it's something, like I said, I personally use it. I think it's fantastic. I don't know. If there's a better strategy out there, I have not seen it, and especially a better strategy that has a track record like this one does.
Absolutely. And we're using it in our five-star portfolio, and our win-loss ratio is about 75-25. 75% of our trades have been winners so far this year. 25% have been losers. The losers are about, I think it's about 3% on the average losing trade. Our average winning trade is around 16 or 17%. So it's about 5-1 on the return basis, the winners versus losers, and 3-1 on the number of trades, winning versus losing trades. So it's a very, very profitable system. It's not a perfect system, but it is a very profitable system, and it does work very, very well, better than any system I have ever seen. And William O'Neill has devised this strategy. He's devised the system. We just took it and basically copied it and used it for our portfolio. But that's what he wants you to do. That's why he writes these books. He wants you to figure out how to trade like this and how to do this yourself. And his paper and his books are all geared toward educating investors on how to do this and how, what mistakes to avoid. So I only wish Warren Buffett would do the same thing with value investing.
The problem with Warren Buffett is Warren Buffett does things like go to the board of Bank of America and gets an audience with them and does a deal with them that they're, you know, I'll tell you right now, Bank of America is not going to talk to me. If I'm in a meeting with the board, they're
have you called them?
No, but thank you for asking.
Yeah, no. They might. You never know.
So there's a lot of stuff Warren Buffett does the average investor just can't do, but that's not true with William O'Neill. Anyone can do what William O'Neill does.
Correct. And Warren Buffett also shows up at your door and says, I'm going to buy your whole company.
Right, right.
Most investors just can't do that, like Geico or somebody like that. Most investors just don't have that cash, that kind of cash, $4 billion or so laying around to do that, whereas Warren Buffett likes to do that. And he also holds for 20 years, 30 years, which most investors are just don't have the temperament for it. Let's face it. Most people don't. William O'Neill is a whole different matter. William O'Neill is a growth manager. So if you look at his stocks, he's buying growth stocks, and that's the whole purpose of what he is doing. So I don't want to confuse you between the two. Warren Buffett is the polar opposite of a William O'Neill as far as investment strategies go. Warren Buffett is a value manager. He buys stocks that are undervalued. William O'Neill buys stocks that are going up and going up fast, and he does not try to buy them at the bottom. William O'Neill has not ever tried to buy stocks at the bottom. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't do it. It's just not what he's looking for.
And that's something that's hard for a lot of investors to wrap their head around. When you right. are buying a stock at its all-time high, that is scary to a lot of people.
Right.
But
until you do it a few times.
It's a system that works. And his whole theory is buy a good stock that is getting better and buy it on the rise.
It's making new highs.
And most people basically are looking for a stock that has been just beaten up, usually for a good reason.
Right.
And then trying to pick some arbitrary time they think is the low on to ride that stock farther down.
You know, buying a stock like that on a value basis, the ladder that you described, there's like, I always liken it to trying to catch a falling knife.
Yeah, yeah.
It might work out, but chances are pretty good. It's just not going to work out very well for you.
And to do that repeatedly.
Right. Chances are you're going to get cut somewhere along the way, pretty bad. And you don't know how far it's going to fall. You don't know when it's going to stop falling. And if you don't understand the rationale behind why it's falling, you really don't know when it's going to stop.
Right.
Because there's a reason why it's falling. There's a reason why it's doing what it's doing. And it's usually specific to that stock, not because of the market. It's usually specific to that stock. There's something that's happened. Something's gone wrong. The earnings have missed. The sales have missed, or something's happened to their product, or they have a competitor that's coming to the market. But there's usually some external reason that people just want to push out of their minds and ignore. And basically ignore it is what they do and act like it's not there. Well, it's still going to be there tomorrow. Well, if it's there now, it's still going to be there tomorrow. We've got to take a quick break, but I want to remind you of our free book, 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success by William O'Neill. You can get a free copy of it and our report on Five-Star and our Switch portfolio. Toll free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will happen.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here. But as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Wintham, along with J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success by William O'Neill, the founder and publisher of Investors Business Daily. Also one of the most successful growth stock investors of all time. J.C., I'd be hard-pressed to think of a better one, a more successful growth stock investor. I don't think there is one. Not to my knowledge, anyway. There might be, but I don't know who they are.
And if they are, they're not telling you how they're doing it.
Right. Not in terms of consistency and length of time. You know, O'Neill's been doing this for almost 50 years, so he's got a pretty good track, a pretty lengthy track record at it, and obviously very successful at it. Anyhow, you can get the free book and the report on Five Star and our Switch portfolio we're going to talk about right now. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We'll send you the book and reports for free. Right, JC?
Yeah, I believe that is the price.
No tricks, no gimmicks, absolutely free. Okay, let's talk about Switch, JC. Do you think, based on the time since you became a broker, well, since you've been working for me, let's go back to 07 or so when you started working with me. Do you think that there's ever a time that you might not want to be in stocks?
Yeah, there's definitely a time.
Okay. Like 2008 might come to mind.
That would be a good example, yes.
And there's typically, you know, most years we have a 10% correction. Statistically, we average a 10% correction once per year for the last 100 years or so in the market. So that month or so when the market does that, gets squirrely, we might want to be somewhere else other than stocks.
Yep.
Unless you like watching a 10% drop in your portfolio. Right? So with our Switch portfolio, what we do is we use a market timing indicator that we have that works pretty well. It's not perfect, but it works pretty well. And when it says to go into the market, we buy two stock index funds. One buys the NASDAQ, JC, and one buys the S&P 500, which are what indexes, right?
Which are what?
They're indexes.
Oh, right? Yes. I'm sorry. Indexes. Yes.
They're both well-diversified. One is 100 stocks in, one has 500 stocks in. So you have 600 stocks.
Hence the name S&P 500.
That's right. That's where the name S&P 500 comes from. So you have 600 stocks in the portfolio when we're in stocks. And all we do is buy those. We don't try to beat the indexes. We want to be the index. We don't want to beat the index. There's a difference. Okay? And then, occasionally, the market goes south, starts to get a little nervous, and goes negative on us, drops. If we get a sell signal from our market indicator, we switch, and we go to U.S. Treasury mutual funds. We buy treasuries. Because what do treasuries normally do in a bad stock market, JC?
Oftentimes they go up.
Right. In 2008, they went up exponentially. They went way up. They went up 28 to 30%. Actually, some of them did. So we buy treasuries, A, as a hedge to get us out of the market, but also because they tend to go up and down markets. And treasuries typically have less volatility than stocks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
You know, on average, general, yeah. In general, yeah. Okay. And so when the market starts to go down, volatility in stocks increases, right, normally?
Typically, yes.
We see increases in volatility. All the more reason not to be in stocks at that point, because volatility is not something investors like. Not when it's going down, especially when it's going up. It's
only like that upward volatility.
So much. Yeah. When it's going down, it kind of gets their attention a little more. So anyhow, all the more reason to be out of stocks and in treasuries, because we get less volatility. Well, it's a lot smoother ride, and we don't get so nervous about what the stock market does. For example, in the month of August, the system went to treasuries after early in August. I think it was for about 3 weeks. It was in treasuries. And so I looked at the chart on it. It's just pretty much a flat line for the month. It doesn't do a whole lot. It moves up, went up a little bit. But for the month of August, the S&P went down about 1.5 points, and the treasuries went up about 1.5 points. So we beat the market by about 3 percentage points in 1 month, because we had a gain versus a loss for the market, and we had less volatility to boot. So that's a pretty good situation to
be
in.
Not a bad deal.
You know, when the market's doing that. Now, it doesn't always work perfectly, and I'm not trying to say that it does. It does not. But let's talk about costs here in transactions. When we make those switches, there are no transaction costs for the client. They just pay us a flat fee per year. There's no transaction charges every time we do a switch from one portfolio to the other. So we go from one mutual fund, S&P fund, to a treasury fund, and the client doesn't get dinged for a charge at all. And so it'll make this switch 3 or 4 times a year. You know, typically that's what it's averaged, I think, over the years, 3 or 4 times a year. It'll make it tell us to make these switches. And so we just go with the flow and move the money from stocks to treasuries and back to stocks. Now it's back in stocks, by the way. As of about, a week or two ago, it's been back in stocks. But this portfolio, JC, is up a little over 20% year-to-date for 2017. A little over 20% for this year. Where's the market at, JC, the S&P? Where's the S&P at for the year?
A little over 11? I would say a little over 10, somewhere in that area.
11%, yeah. Roughly. Let's just say it called 11%. So our little portfolio that goes into the S&P and out and over to treasuries is outperforming its own investment, that being the S&P 500. Okay? We're vastly outperforming it by a wide margin, by 9 percentage points in less than a year, which is a huge margin if you think about it. Most people do what compared to their own investment, JC? They underperform their own investment, right. This one is vastly outperforming its own investment by moving back and forth from treasuries to stocks. And the other thing is it's done it with far less volatility this year than the S&P has. So it has a lot, the portfolio has a lot less volatility because it goes to treasuries, of course, on occasion. And then when your S&P volatility spikes is exactly when this one should be going to treasuries. In down markets is when it should be, in theory anyway, going to treasuries. Now, it doesn't always work perfectly. I'm not trying to say that it does. As JC mentioned earlier, there is no strategy that works perfectly. But this is a relatively simple portfolio that just goes either into stocks, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, or it goes out and goes to treasuries, and it just switches from one to the other, back and forth. And the client doesn't get dinged every time it switches. The client pays no transaction charges. They just pay a flat fee per year to us for advisory fees, we call it, to run the account, a flat fee. And so it doesn't matter how many times we trade it, your cost is going to be the same. Does that make sense?
Right, right.
There's no incremental cost every time we trade. There's zero ticket charge to the client every time we do a trade. They just pay the flat fee per year, the advisory fee per year to us, as well as the internal fees in the mutual fund, the index fund, excuse me, whatever those might be. So it's a simple portfolio. It's a simple concept, I think. Do you think there's anything I'm missing here that I haven't explained as far as how this works? It's trying to be the key to this is the market timing signal. I mean, let's face it. If the market timing signal is right, it's going to work out very well. If it's wrong, it's not going to work out so well. But our market timing signal tends to correct itself fairly quickly within a week, we've seen. So if it gets into the wrong market, it will tend to reverse itself and take it out fairly quickly. It's not a signal that takes months to turn or anything like that. It's not going to make you sit through a prolonged down market, hopefully, at least. I don't think it will. And I know that back in 2008, the signal was very accurate, and they told you to get out of the market in June of 2008. And go to treasuries. And if you did that in 08, you would have done extremely well, because treasuries, as I mentioned earlier, went up in the fourth quarter of 08 to the tune of 28% to 30% in that range, depending on which treasuries you owned.
Well, and with any sort of accurate timing model, whether it's this one, whether it's what William O'Neill is telling you to do, typically they're most accurate when you get the big downturns in the market, because it's not a head fake. It becomes much more obvious at that point. Those are typically more accurate. Where you're wrong is in your small corrections and things like that, where you get a little bit of what we call a head fake. And that's okay. It's not a big deal to sit through those.
You're absolutely correct. And it's the big moves you want to get right. And that's what these systems tend to get right, as you pointed out. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success by William O'Neill. If you'd like a copy of it and the information on the Switch portfolio, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
is Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel. Let me remind you of our free book, 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success by William O'Neill. You can get a free copy of this book and our white paper on the Switch portfolio we just talked about and the five-star information on that portfolio as well. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. We will also send you information on Social Security stuff to get your own free 30-page Social Security report if you want it. It's all free also, 918-398-8387, the number, 918-398-8387. JC, now I'm going to school. That institution up on the East Coast that hired Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
And then Chelsea Manning.
In its cap.
Yeah, and Chelsea Manning now, too. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I kind of wonder what they're spending my money on up there.
Need to be checking that Rate My Professor.
Yeah. I could take up one of Elizabeth Warren's classes just to rate her negatively, but I'd probably there's probably a long line of people doing that, I imagine. Anyhow, in my investments class that I'm taking currently, our professor, Mr. Watson, wants us to understand the efficient markets hypothesis.
Is that what he subscribes to?
Well, I'm not sure he subscribes to anything or does or does not, but he wants us to understand the concept, which I understand that.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is a Nobel Prize winning theory, which has been around for 40 or 50 years. But I don't necessarily agree with it, but to a degree, I do agree with it.
So. Sure, I put a whole lot of credit in the whole Nobel Prize winning anymore.
Yeah, because well, Obama got
Obama
a Nobel Prize.
Obama
yeah.
won it. Hitler was nominated for it. Boy. I mean, there's...
yeah. Doesn't have the best track record, does it? Anyhow.
Al Gore.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't tell the polar bears. Because they're extinct, I forgot, yeah. efficient markets hypothesis says that there is no advantage to be gained by attempting to buy a subset of the market, if you will, stocks, individual stocks, whatever you want to call it. The efficient markets hypothesis says that you might as well buy the index, JC, because you're not going to beat the index. That's what it boils down to, right?
Okay.
And the rationale for this is that you and I have access to the same information at the same time and that we will act the same way on that information. Now, remember this came out 50 years ago when we didn't have access to the same information at the same time. We might today because of technology, obviously because of the internet, thanks to Al Gore and all the other things. We might have access to the same information today. I understand that. But I still don't think people respond the same way to the same information. I know they don't.
Well, yeah, that's absolute garbage.
The markets are efficient, but people are not, as I've often said. You know, JC, let's say you're buying XYZ stock, and it's at $40 a share today. And you go to your broker, or you go on to BranchNet, and you buy some shares of the stock, right? 100 shares of stock for your account. Now, why are you buying it? Are you buying it because you think it's overvalued or because you think it's undervalued at the present level?
Probably undervalued.
Hopefully, that's why. Hopefully, you don't think it's overvalued, and you're not buying it if you do. Right. Well, I own XYZ. I have $40 a share where it's trading at today, and I have access to the same information you do, and I wish to sell it. What do you think my perspective is on the value of XYZ vis-a-vis its price?
My guess, you think it's overvalued at that point.
Correct. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be selling it. If I thought it was undervalued, I'd probably be holding on to it, at least if I were being rational.
Right.
Let's put it that way. If I were being rational, which not everybody is, and most investors are not. But if I were being rational, I would hold on to that stock if I thought it was undervalued. If I think it's overvalued, I'm going to sell it.
Well, that's what's a little goofy about the theory. If we all have the same information and make the same decision based on the same information, we would all be wanting to buy the same stock at the same time.
Right.
And we couldn't do that because who would we buy it from?
We would have no sellers.
Right.
Or no buyers, depending on which side of the trade we were on. And this is the point I'm trying to make. Does the New York Stock Exchange execute trades every day that it's open?
As far as I know.
Millions and millions of trades, right? Of shares trade hands. Every day in the market. And so every day in the market, we have people who have the same information, but somehow come to a different conclusion about the same information and the same stock. We have buyers and sellers,
right, right.
I'm trying to say. So somebody thinks it's overvalued. Somebody else thinks it's undervalued. And they're looking at the same stock every day, and they're trading it every single day. If we all had the same opinion, we would have all buyers or all sellers.
Right.
We don't. Obviously, we couldn't have a transaction if that were the case. And so this is what I'm trying to say. The markets are efficient, but people are not. People look at information through a filter. My mother, JC, lived through the Depression. Okay. That was an event that changed people's outlook about investing. An entire generation outlook about investing. I mean, pretty much that generation had the same opinion. You know, that risk was not good and that they wanted to avoid stocks and things like that. Well, most of my mother's peers avoided stocks like the plague because they thought they were would lead to their demise, their financial demise. My mother, when she passed away in 2001, had an awful lot of stocks in her portfolio, I can tell you. And so did my father when he died years earlier. They were the exception to the norm for their generation, I would say. But, as you know, people from that generation don't look at stocks the same way you and I do, right? And you're a lot younger than I am, so you probably see things even differently than I do. But I've invested in stocks for many years, so I'm not as afraid of the market as somebody from that grew up in the Depression would be, typically. The average person would be. And so we look at things through our filter. And the other thing is our own personal experience with investing. You know, I've talked to a couple clients. I remember one a couple of weeks ago, JC, that came in to see me that has several million dollars in the bank. And I asked them what they have in the market, and they said nothing. I was like, I was a little perplexed because that seemed odd to me.
Right.
And they said they'd had a bad experience with a broker here in town, and that ever since then, they'd never put any money in the market because the broker had, you know, I don't know, sold them an annuity or I don't know what happened, but something bad happened where the broker, they didn't trust the broker, obviously, and they lost money on some stocks or something. And so, you know, based on their experience, they weren't going to invest in the market. So conversely, you have somebody else who, you know, buys a stock and makes a killing on it, triples their money on the stock overnight. They're probably going to have a different outlook about the stock market.
Right, right.
You know, versus what this couple had, the outlook this couple had. And so everybody has a filter. Everybody sees things differently. And here's what's going to be remarkable, I think, JC. You might view a certain stock, XYZ, in a different light today versus in a month from now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Based on the market, based on what the economy is doing, based on what the stock does. Does that make sense?
I would be mystified if that's not true.
But I think it's true for everybody. Because if you don't believe me, if you're sitting here listening to me and you don't believe me, just think about how you look at stocks today and how you look at the market and your 401k and your investments. You're probably very comfortable with everything that's going on right now. Now think back to October of 2008 when the sky was falling. And Bear Stearns was collapsing, Lehman Brothers was collapsing, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were collapsing. And we thought the dollar was going to be worthless, which was a common theme back then, JC, remember?
Everybody
was
saying
buy gold. So think back to that period and what your outlook was on investing then. It's probably changed a little bit in the last 9 years. It's probably changed a lot in the last 9 years. And there were stocks that then you probably wouldn't have touched with a 10-foot pole that we would buy today.
Right.
Most of us would buy today, or funds, whatever it might be. You know, back in 08 and 09, people didn't want any stocks. It didn't matter what they were, JC. They didn't want to touch them. They just wanted to get away from them. You know, they treated them like they were some kind of evil instrument, and they didn't want to own them because the perceived risk of the overall economy and the world economy at that time was rather high, and the risk, the real risk was high, let's face it. But the perceived risk was even higher. People tend to exaggerate their fears, and they tend to let their fears get away from them. I think a lot of times, and this is common, especially in a 2008 type market, you know, fears tend to escalate very quickly and people get more fearful than they should be. I want to talk about the market for a minute. People always say the market's doing this or the market's doing that. Some people refer to the Dow Jones, right, JC, when they say
the market.
Yeah, well, I try to correct them very quickly when they say that because the Dow Jones has nothing to do with the market. The Dow Jones is only 30 stocks and they're 30 of the biggest companies in America and they have nothing to do with the market at all. The S&P 500, a lot of people look at it and say that it's the market. It's up 11% year-to-date. The S&P doesn't really represent the market, though. Let me tell you why. The S&P is market cap weighted. And this means that the larger market capitalization stocks, JC, have a bigger influence on the S&P's return than the smaller cap stocks. A $500 million company in the S&P isn't going to move the S&P no matter how much it moves in price. It could go up 100% this year, and it's not going to move the S&P 1%. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Right, right, yeah.
Because the market cap is too small
right.
for it. But if a big company like Amazon, which is market cap of, what, $500 billion or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
If it moves 1%, it's going to move the S&P, probably by 2 or 3%. It can move the whole index by itself because it's so big. The bigger companies represent 80 to 90% of the return of the index. And so the S&P's 11% per year return this year, 11%, really represents the large cap growth sector. The average stock in the S&P is only up 7.7% year to date, far less than the index itself. In fact, small cap value stocks are down for the year. They're down 1.5% year to date. So it tells you the S&P, just the number of the S&P doesn't tell you the whole picture.
Right, right.
So I'm trying to say, depends on which part of the market we're talking about. Small cap value is down 1.5%. Large cap growth is up 21.19%. Where the S&P really is measured, with the ones that are driving the S&P. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and address.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with him, along with J.C. Aspel. Let me remind you of our free book, 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success by William O'Neill. Excellent book by a very, very smart man and great author. He's done a lot to educate people over the years. I will give him a lot of credit. He's a good man. If you want a free copy of his book and a report on the Switch portfolio and the five-star we're going to talk about now, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. 87. Just leave your name and your address, please. When you get our voicemail, we'll send you the book and the information. Excuse me. Absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Five star, JC. Let's talk five star. Five star is a portfolio that we run based on whose?
Mr. O'Neill.
William O'Neill. The Can Slim Strategy, which is outlined in his books, that one of which we're giving away today. Can Slim Strategy, which is an acronym for 30 things you look for in a growth stock, like current annual earnings increase, you know, new products, new investment, new ideas, things like that. And there's a whole list of criteria. So how do we do our five-star? We start with looking at the market direction. If the market's going up, we go into stocks. If we think the market's going down, what our indicator tells us, we move to treasuries, we get out of the market and go to treasury funds. So we try only to invest in up markets. Try being the operative word there. It doesn't mean we get it perfect. We don't. Okay? If we're in an up market, what we think is an up market, and we have a buy signal from our indicator, we rank the IBD 50, which is what, JC?
Investor's Business Daily. It's 50 stocks. William O'Neill has used his system to pick. They have good fundamentals there. The criteria he's looking for as a pool from which to buy.
Basically, the ones he thinks are the 50 best stocks, the growth stocks to buy at the present time, right, at any given point in time. So we take that list, and then we rank it based on our own criterion, and we look for the most undervalued stocks in the list. We buy the top five stocks from his 50. So we narrow down the universe by 95% to one-tenth of what it is when it starts out. We hold those stocks, the five stocks, until one of three things happens. One, we have an 8% trailing stop loss, which I'm going to try to explain to you what that is. If a stock's at 10, JC, and we use a dollar term, $1 stop loss, stock's at 10, we put our stop at 9. So if it drops below 9, we're going to sell it, right?
Right.
If we buy it at 10, we're going to use a $1 stop loss. If it moves 15, our trailing stop loss moves up with it. It ratchets up with it to 14. It would be if it's a dollar below the price. It's going to be a dollar below the highest price, whatever that is. If it goes to 15, our stop loss is at 14. So if the stock goes to 15 and then pulls back to 14, we would sell it. Make sense?
Yes.
If the stock goes to 19, where's our stop loss, JC? It's at 18. Right? So we would sell it at 18 if it pulls back from 19. If it goes to 20 and then pulls back, we would sell it at 19 because the stop loss follows it up no matter what. That's what a trailing stop loss is. That's what we use. Often these stocks run up 20 or 30% and then they pull back. we have a stop loss that is 8% below their highest price, no matter where that might be. So it follows them up, and it gives us an automatic sell signal for most of our stocks. That's what the criteria that will have us go out of the stocks.
So to be clear, you're doing this on a percentage basis, even though the example you gave was just $1 below.
I'm
that's
to make
not
it
actually
simple.
How you're doing it. You're doing a percentage.
Yes,
percentage
I'm trying to make it simple.
Yeah.
Yes. So we do it on a percentage basis, 8% trailing stop loss. Item two that would cause us to sell stock is if it hits a 55% target gain. Now, not many stocks will do this, but some will, and we've had some do this year. If the stock runs up 55%, we sell it because that's the sweet spot that we figured our point of optimal return is. We get out because after that point, we have diminishing returns. That's our belief, with our strategy at least. The third reason we might sell stock is if we get a sell signal to exit the market. If our market timing signal says we're in a bad market, we sell all five positions and go to treasury funds. So there's three criteria under which we could sell a stock. These are growth stocks. This is a growth portfolio. Let me be clear about this. This is not a value portfolio. It is not conservative. It is suitable for maybe, not for everybody, but for a portion of someone's portfolio. So I would put, if you came to me and brought me some money, I might put 40% in tactical asset allocation that we do, 40% in target volatility, and maybe 20% into this portfolio. You have to manage your risk by limiting the exposure in the portfolio by how much you put in the portfolio. And this is what I typically do. It is not a perfect portfolio. It's not a perfect strategy. It's a pretty good strategy, I believe. It's one that we've had great success with this year in particular. This year is an anomaly, though. You have to keep in mind, this is not the normal year. It's not going to perform like this every year. This strategy was up about 5% last week, as I recall. It's done very, very well. And that was in 1 week, JC. So 5% for a week is, you know, almost averaging 1% a day, roughly in that neighborhood. So
I'd like to make 5% a week.
Yeah. It doesn't do that every week. Believe me, it doesn't do that every week. But it'd be nice if it did. Boy, my life would be easy if it did. But what I'm trying to say is it's a growth strategy. And, you know, we've seen this with the O'Neill strategy, JC. We get spurts in the market, don't we? We get periods where this strategy does real well and periods where it's flat for a while. It's kind of dormant for a while, if you will.
Yes, yes, that's
and then
correct.
Periods where it runs up very quickly. And so you just have to stay in the strategy and try to hang with it, and you'll get your returns in, you know, out of the 12 months. You get returns, most of your returns probably in like 2 or 3 months out of the year. That's normal.
That's been my experience after doing this for years.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly the way it goes. So you just have to wait for the little growth spurt to happen, and you just have to sit and be patient with it. But typically we see pretty good results from the stocks in a short period. We typically see they move up or down pretty quickly. We don't stay in them too long. And I noticed on the 8% trailing stop, I looked at the numbers earlier today, excuse me, we've not had one stock that we bought that just dropped 8%, went from 0 to minus 8. We've not had that happen yet this year. Doesn't mean it can't happen. Doesn't mean it won't. It hasn't happened yet. We've had some drop 4 or 5% and sold them, but we haven't had any drop just straight 8% right after we bought them. So that means they've all moved up a little bit and then pulled back at least some. And this is the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes you just get into a bad market, you're going to get one that doesn't make money. But this one has a 3-to-1 win-loss ratio. 75% of the trades have been winners so far this year. 25% have been losers. The average losing trade has been down about 3%, but the average winning trade has been up in the neighborhood a little over 16%. So the winners are much bigger winners than the losers are, and that's what you want in any strategy, and that's the key to it. But the 8% trailing stop loss is a key to that, to locking in those gains. The 8% trailing stop forces you to lock in gains. If a stock runs up 30%, JC, and then goes back all the way down to break even, and you wait and hold it, how much did you make?
You didn't make a darn thing.
If you didn't sell it at the 8% trailing stop, right? But if you sold at an 8% trailing stop, you made a 22% gain in that scenario when it ran up to 30, then pulled back to break even. If you had a trailing stop, you sold it at 22, if you did what we're advocating.
Right. And there's no excuse for that. If you are up into the double digits percentage-wise on a stock, I mean, there is no excuse for taking a loss on that.
You're right, especially with technology nowadays where you can tell a computer to do it for you automatically. I mean, every trading platform I know of, you can program it and say, look, sell it based on this criteria. When this happens, sell it. That's what we do is we use an 8% trailing stop, and that's a key reason for the success of the program, I will tell you. It's very, very important. That and using IBD's list. The IBD list is great. William O'Neill knows what he's doing. In my opinion, it's a very good list to start with, and that's part of why our strategy is as successful as it is, in my opinion. That's a key element. If you'd like to know more about this 5-star strategy, the switch strategy, and get a copy of the free book, 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success by William O'Neill, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Money, 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 money.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,